This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad Khadka with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma will address UN session on infrastructure and connectivity for landlocked developing countries. He stresses need for enhanced infrastructure and transit systems to address challenges of landlocked countries. Finance Minister Vishnu Prasad Patel directs secretaries to prepare annual plans for effective implementation of budget for current fiscal year. Education Committee of House of Representatives passes proposal to promote teachers in three ways. And U.S. President Donald Trump's sweeping new tariffs take effect against dozens of countries. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli has said sustainable infrastructure, robust connectivity and seamless transit are essential pillars of growth, resilience and hope in the landlocked developing countries. The Prime Minister made the remark while addressing a high-level thematic roundtable on building sustainable infrastructure, strengthening connectivity and promoting the unfettered transit systems for landlocked developing countries in Turkmenistan. Today, Prime Minister will also call for renewed global commitment to support landlocked developing countries through improved infrastructure connectivity and transit systems. He said physical, digital and economic integration of LLDCs is vital for equitable and inclusive development. On the occasion, the head of the government informed the world that Nepal is actively expanding and reinforcing cross-border linkages to ensure a smooth and uninterrupted transit and trade. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Oli stated that Nepal has not made any mistakes regarding carbon emissions, but rather the country is simply bearing the consequences of others in terms of the impacts of climate change. At a sideline event of the UN conference entitled Glacier Melt and Beyond, Unraveling the Climate Challenges Impacting LLDCs, on Thursday, Prime Minister said that as a Himalayan country, glacier melting was one of the major challenges of Nepal. Oli also said that Nepal has already been victims of devastation of glacier lake outburst floods. The government has proposed a new procedure to address the problems arising from climate change and effectively mobilize the assistance received from the international sector. The Ministry of Finance has prepared the draft of the Climate Finance Mobilization Procedure 20 and 25. The draft proposal has been sent to the stakeholders seeking inputs and recommendations. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Vishnu Prasad Patel has directed the secretaries to prepare an action plan and implement the annual budget accordingly. During a meeting at the Finance Ministry today, the Finance Minister reminded the secretaries to ensure results with proper enforcement of the budget. 13 Nepali nationals from Kuse Rural Municipality 2 in Jajarkot District have gone contactless following a devastating cloudburst-induced flood and landslide in Harsil area of Uttarkashi in Uttarakhand of India. Issuing a statement of condolence, the rural municipality expressed deep sorrow over the human and material losses caused by the floods and landslides. Expressing sympathy to the affected families, the rural municipality has drawn the attention of both the Nepali and Indian governments towards the rescue and search operation for the missing Nepali citizens. The municipality urged all citizens to exercise maximum caution. The risk of flood and landslide remains high in the hilly and riverside areas due to the continuous heavy rainfall in recent days. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break. Bidesh gaye pani chinta kina garne Nepal Telecom ko international roaming lene jaha bhaye pani paunu hos hami sangai call gardus data chalaunus sansar bhari sajilai Nepal Telecom ko international roaming seva sucharu garna *14*7# dial gari wa Nepal Telecom ko app bata pani garna saknuhuncha. Nepal Telecom, rashtrako sanchar. Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The Education, a Health and Information Technology Committee of the House of Representatives has passed a proposal to promote teachers in three different ways. The Education Committee meeting held today passed the proposal to promote teachers through internal competition, seniority, performance evaluation, and efficiency evaluation. In the meeting, Minister for Education, Science and Technology, Raghuji Pant, said that the country's situation should be taken into account while making laws. Minister Pant, while mentioning that the free and basic education will be ensured to the underprivileged and orphaned children, also urged to accept the proposals brought in the interest of both private and governed schools and to move the bill forward as much as possible. The committee is currently discussing the subcommittee's report on the school education bill. Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Prithibi Subbagrung, has expressed his commitment to facilitating the technical partnership between Nepal and Japan. Addressing the Japan-Nepal IT Forum 2025, held today in Kathmandu, which was organized to enhance the technical cooperation between Nepal and Japan, the Communications Minister said, "The government of Nepal through the Communications Ministry is actively promoting a strategy a collaboration with the government of Japan to foster mutual growth in the digital and ICT sectors." Minister Gurung further emphasized the need for Japanese investment in building green data infrastructure to support Nepal's goals for digital transformation and economic modernization in alignment with both the regional and global needs. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. U.S. President Donald Trump's sweeping new tariffs on more than 90 countries around the world have come into effect. According to the BBC, moments before his deadline passed for countries to negotiate U.S. trade deals, Trump posted on his Truth Social platform that billions of dollars were now flowing into his country as a result of his import taxes. Trump is using tariffs to encourage jobs and manufacturing industries to return to America, among the other political goals. Separately, on Wednesday, he threatened to raise the tariff on imports from India to 50% unless that country stopped buying Russian oil. He also threatened a 100% tariff on foreign-made computer chips to push tech firms to invest more in the U.S. One of his key pledges as he returned to the White House in January was to cut the trade deficit. U.S. President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin have agreed to meet in the coming days, the BBC cited a Kremlin aide as saying. It follows Trump saying there was a good chance that he could meet his Russian and Ukrainian counterparts together in person very soon to discuss ending the war in Ukraine. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky indicated support for that idea, while Putin said he was not against meeting Zelensky, but he was very far from it happening. Trump's deadline for Russia to agree a ceasefire in the Ukraine or face more sweeping sanctions is due to expire on Friday. A meeting between Trump and Putin would follow the U.S. envoy Steve Witkoff holding talks with the Russian president on Wednesday. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country. Moderate rain is likely to occur at some places of Madhya Province, along with the hilly and dry regions of Kusi, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces, and at a few places of the hilly and dry region of the rest of the provinces. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the Madhya province and hilly regions of Kusi province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli addresses UN session on infrastructure and connectivity for landlocked developing countries, stresses need for enhanced infrastructure and transit systems to address challenges of landlocked countries. Finance Minister Biswa Prasad Paril directs secretaries to prepare annual plans for effective implementation of budget for current fiscal year. Education Committee of House of Representatives passes proposal to promote teachers in three ways, and U.S. President Donald Trump's sweeping new tariffs take effect against dozens of countries. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.